With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray gave his most detailed and ominous assessment of potential threats to the U.S.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks.
We should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Wray says that threats could include homegrown violence as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports the Senate has confirmed Jacob Lew, former Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration, as ambassador to Israel.
Democrats say Jack Lew's wealth of government experience, he was also chief of staff to President Obama and White House budget director under Obama and President Bill Clinton, makes him the right person to fill the post at a critical moment in the two countries' relationship. Republicans criticized Lew for his role in the Obama White House when it negotiated the Iran nuclear agreement in 2015. The deal with Iran, the chief sponsor of Hamas, was later scuttled by former President Donald Trump.
Documents released by a Maine sheriff's office gave the most detailed timeline yet of the warning signs and failed efforts to stop the gunman who killed 18 people and wounded 13 others at a bowling alley and a bar last week. The Sagadahoc County Sheriff's Department says Robert Card's son told authorities in May that his father had grown more angry and paranoid since January. On Wall Street, the Dow by 123 points. This is SRN News. Christian apologist and author Dr. Alex McFarland has some advice for churches trying to spread the gospel in dark times.
Mark 9:26 says some things are only accomplished by prayer and fasting. The great unspoken tool of evangelism and outreach is prayer.
He tells SRN News,
churches need to have a ministry of prayer and intercession, and that will be used by God to open the hearts of people, ultimately by which they can come into a relationship with Christ.
McFarland says that's the only way to save America. Virginia's legislative races feature a number of candidates whose personal behavior would probably have disqualified them in decades past. The most prominent amongst them, incumbent Democrat Danica Rome, a man living as a woman, and then there's independent Stafford County Supervisor Monica Gary, who promotes the fact that she used to work as an adult dancer. This is SRN News. Toyota will invest an additional $8 billion in the hybrid and electric vehicle battery factory that's constructing in North Carolina.
The Japanese automotive manufacturer projects the new investment will bring the job creation total to more than 5,000 when the plant begins operations in 2025. The location near Greensboro will serve as Toyota's epicenter of lithium-ion battery production in North America. It will be a key supplier for the Kentucky-based plant tasked with building Toyota's first U.S.-made electric vehicles. John Scott reporting.
The Biden administration and JetBlue Airways face off in court over the administration's efforts to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. The trial over the government's antitrust lawsuit began Tuesday in Boston. JetBlue's trying to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs to grow to compete against bigger airlines. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.